Our gracious Father, we thank you very much for preserving us to see the beginning of another week. We are grateful unto you for seeing us through last week. Thank you for your mercies, your favor, your blessings, your protection, provisions, healings, O God, and all that you did for us, both physically and spiritually. Thank you for the services last week and the blessings we received from them. We are grateful unto you. Thank you for bringing us to church this morning. Thank you, God, for the blessings in the Sunday school. We are grateful unto you also for testimonies of your children. Thank you also for the worship service and special numbers. We bless your holy name. Dear Lord, we ask the blessings to be upon the song leader, those who render special, those who use instruments, and your children in entirety that worship you. Dear God, we are expecting more of your blessings today. We pray that we cause your face to shine upon us, dear Father. And wherever the saints we assemble in like manner, may you bless them likewise. We commit our pastor that is in Ghana into your hand. We pray that your presence will be with him. May you be his strength. May you be his protection. May you make use of him as a great channel of blessing to your people. Lord, when he will be coming back, may he come back with abundance of testimonies.
Amen.
Your servant has gone to Bakatari this morning. We pray that your grace will rest upon him. May you strengthen him, Lord. May you inspire and anoint him also, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. As we look up unto you today, may you fill with your spirit those who are yearning and expecting. We pray, O God, that you heal the sick and the afflicted, those who are present and those in their homes. We also pray, dear God, that you will, Lord, take the saints to higher heights, dear Father.
Amen.
Let him be King of Glory. Help me and help my brother that interpret. Take us out of the way, that your name might be glorified.
Amen.
Thank you, Eternal Father. At the end of the service, may we have a request to give glory unto you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
With our pilgrims, are you going? Is that 307 or what? Right. Shall we rise, please?
We go forever in the bright,
standing,
nígbà tá ṣì dìde dúró,
we open our Bible to the book of Romans chapter 9.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká ṣí bẹ́lí wá sí ìwé Rómù orí kẹsàn-án.
Read from verse 11.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlá.
18.
Sí ìkejìdínlógún.
For the children be not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth.
Ìtò nígbà tí a kò tí ì bí àwọn ọmọ náà, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni wọn kò tí ì ṣe rere tàbí búburú, kí ìpinnu Ọlọ́run nípa ìyànfẹ́ kó lè dúró, kì í ṣe nípa ti iṣẹ́ bí kò ṣe ní ti ẹni tí ń pè ní.
It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger.
A ti sọ fún un pé ẹ̀gbọ́n ni yóò máa sin àbúrò.
As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí a ti kọ́ pé Jacob ni mo fẹ́ràn, ṣùgbọ́n Esau ni mo kórìíra.
What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid.
Ǹjẹ́ àwa ó ha ti wí, àìṣòdodo ha wà lọ́dọ̀ Ọlọ́run bí kí a má rí.
For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
Nítorí tó wí fún Mósè pé èmi ó ṣàánú fún ẹni tí èmi ó ṣàánú fún, èmi ó sì ṣe ìyọnu fún ẹni tí èmi ó ṣe ìyọnu fún.
So then it is not of him that willeth nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy.
Ǹjẹ́ bẹ́ẹ̀ ni kì í ṣe ti ẹni tí ó fẹ́, kì í sì ṣe ti ẹni tí ń sáré, bí kò ṣe ti Ọlọ́run tí ń ṣàánú.
For the scripture saith of Pharaoh, unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
Nítorí ìwé mímọ́ wí fún Pharaoh pé nítorí èyí yìí náà ni mo ṣe gbé ọ dìde, kémi kí ó lè fi agbára mi hàn lára rẹ, kí a sì lè máa rán ròhìn orúkọ mi ká gbogbo ayé.
Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth.
Nítorí náà ni ó ṣe àánú fún ẹni tí ó wù ú, ẹni tí ó wù ú, a sì mú un lé ọkàn le.
Malachi chapter 1.
Malachi orí kìíní.
The first 3 verses.
Ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí ìkẹta.
The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ó wá sí Ísírẹ́lì nípa ọwọ́ Malachi.
I have loved you, said the Lord, yet ye say, wherein has thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, said the Lord, yet I loved Jacob?
Èmi ti fẹ́ yín lé Olúwa wí, ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀yin wí pé nínú kí lé ó fẹ́ wà. Arákùnrin Jákòbù kì í sáwò ṣe lé Olúwa wí, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni èmi sàfẹ́ Jákòbù.
And I hated Esau and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness.
Mo sì kórìíra Esau, mo sì sọ àwọn òkè ńlá rẹ̀ àti ilẹ̀ níní rẹ̀ di ahoro fún àwọn dragoni aginjù.
Finally, Genesis 32 verse 26.
Ìparí Genesis orí kẹtàlélọ́gbọ̀n.
32.
Orí kejìlélọ́gbọ̀n.
Verse 26.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Right. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me.
Ó sì wí pé, jẹ́ kí èmi kí ó lọ, nítorí tí ojú mọ́ tán. Òun sì wí pé, èmi kì yóò jẹ́ kí ó lọ, kí ìwọ kí ó lọ, bí kò ṣe pé ìwọ bá súre fún mi.
Almighty God, you are the writer of this word. You are the revealer and the quickener of the same. Except to do something to us, it will mean nothing to us. We yield ourselves unto you, that you send help unto every one of us.
Amen.
Let the light from the lighthouse strike our hearts. That Lord, your word will become alive unto us, and the very purpose why it is put in the scriptures, and why you sent your prophet in our generation, Lord, to throw light upon it might be accomplished in our life.
Amen.
In a positive way.
Amen.
Let it be, Almighty Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
God bless you. Can please be seated. And we, for a background, We went through the message, hearing, recognizing, and acting on the word of God. From paragraph 10 to 11, and then from 14 to 30. Yeah, and from those places, we saw the things the prophet said about Jacob and also Esau. That is, we will still be continuing on it this morning by the help of the Lord. And then we went through the scriptures from Genesis 25, when Rebecca, their mother, conceived and had a problem. The pregnancy was troubling her because the babies were fighting inside the womb. And she went to God to ask, why was it so? And God told her that she's carrying two nations in her womb and two manner of people will come out of the place. One will be stronger than the other one. And he said that the elder will serve the younger. And we went through their history to Esau being requested by the father to go and get a venison to bring it for blessing. And it was intersected by the mother and transferred it to Jacob, though in a corny way, but God bless it anyhow, because it was in line with God's program itself. And we saw also how that Jacob took the blessing. And then we saw where, you know, when he went to take the venison, I mean, went to fetch it. And we saw the time that Esau went, he was hungry, came back from the bush.
No,
not that yet. What preceded what I've just said before was that a day came when Esau came back from the bush and saw Jacob
have
prepared food, pottage, and he was so hungry, and he requested the portion. And his brother requested for the birthright as an exchange for that plate of food. And when he was minding to do it, Jacob requested a confirmation by swearing. We went through all that last night. I don't want to go back, because if you put mouth again on it, and the inspiration will be going still with it, I will not proceed. And I wish me myself, I listened to the sermon last week today, this morning, just to freshen my memory. Right. So it was after this blessing that was sworn by Esau for Jacob, the birthright, that was when the father now called one day that Esau should go and get a venison to be able to receive the blessing. But the mother intercepted it, and the blessing was transferred to Jacob. And that led to a separation, that Jacob had to leave home.
Jacob sakuro nile
Because Esau determined
that
he was going to terminate the life of Jacob for this thing.
And
with the advice of the parents, he went to the mother's place and became a fugitive there and was there for 20 years. And we saw what happened with him and Laban. And we actually got to this portion now before we have to call it quit to Genesis 31 now.
Genesis ori kokanlelogbon.
So I want to read that portion again.
Afẹ ka ibi ta ti danu duro yen lekan si bayi.
Then we proceed.
Ka wa tẹsiwaju.
Genesis 31 from verse 1.
Genesis ori kokanlelogbon latese kini.
And he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob had taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's had he gotten all this glory.
And
Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before.
Jacob si woju Labani, si kiyesi kori bi ti igba atijo.
And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee.
Oluwasi we fun Jacob pe pada lo si ile awon baba re ati si odo awon ara re emi o si pelu re.
This after he has sojourned for 20 years.
Eyi ni leyin to ti se atiko fun ogun odun.
He served 7 years.
O si ni odun meje.
Wanting to marry Rachel.
Lati fe Rekeli.
But Laban also switched for him.
Ṣugbọn Labani o paro iya re.
And gave him Leah. And when he frowned and queried the whatsoever, he said, well, that's our custom here.
He
said, you can still have her too. Fulfill her week. Yeah, serve for another 7 years. Then you have her. And the Bible said, because of the love that he had for Rachel, the 7 years looked like a few days. He served again. And he got Rachel. And after that, he still stayed with Laban for additional 6 years. As we read from this scripture. Okay, let's continue with that scripture. Right. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock.
Jacob
said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it was not toward me as before, but the God of my father had been with me. And ye know that with all my power I have served your father. And your father had deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me.
Baba yin si tan mi je o si pa oya mi da ni igba mewa ṣugbọn Olorun ko je ki o pa mi lara.
All the 10 times were not written, but that is what he has said.
Gbogbo igba mewe wa ya akosile ṣugbọn ohun to so.
We only know about 2 of them.
Bi meji la mo ninu re.
All right. Say, if he said thus,
bi o ba si wi bayi pe
the speckle shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckled, and if he said thus, the ring straight shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ring straight.
Yo ba si wi bayi pe awon abila ni o se oya re gbogbo awon eran asi bi abila bi o ba si wi bayi abila bi o ba si wi pe awon onitoto to ni yo se oya re gbo awon eran asibi onitoto to.
Thus God had taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived that I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which lived upon the cattle were in straight, speckled, and
gristled. Abuko ti ogun awon eran je onitoto to abila ati alami.
This is him narrating.
Jacobu lo njihin lo nsalaye yi.
I cannot say he did not dream.
Emi o le so pe ko lala.
But where he carved tree, he didn't put that one here now.
Sugbon ibi to ti gbegi ko fi sibe.
And put it before them.
To do ri bole ni wa.
Are you following me now?
Ke fo kan ba lo bayi.
That's we as human beings.
Bi awa eniyan ti ri niyan.
All right. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and I said, here am I.
Angeli Olorun si so fun mi le oju ala pe Jacobu emi si wi pe emi ni yi.
And he said, lift up now thy eyes and see all the rams which live upon the cattle are in straight, speckled and graceful, for I have seen all that Laban dwelt unto thee.
O si wi pe gbe oju re soke nisisiyi ki o si wo gbo awon obuko ti gun awon eran le o se tototo abila ati alami nitori ti emi ti ri ogun gbogbo ti Labani se si o.
I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out of this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred.
Emi ni Oluwa Beteli, nibi ti iwo ti gbe oro si owon, nibi ti iwo gbe je eje fun mi, ide nisisiyi jade kuro ni ile yi ki o si pada lo si ile ti abi o.
Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters and 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. That's 41. Okay, this thing went off. That is
bayili o si we fun mi li bayili ori fun mi li ogun odun
Genesis 31
ile re mo si o li odun merin la nitori awon omo birin re mejeji ati li odun mefa nitori ohun osin re iwo si pa oya mida ni igba mewa.
Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked thee yesternight.
Because bi Olorun baba mi Olorun Abrahamu ati eru Isaki ti wa pelu mi nito to owo ofun ni wo iba ti ran mi jade lo Olorun ri iponju mi ati lala owo mi o si ba owi le oru ana.
Let us read from Hosea chapter 12.
Hosea
chapter 12, the first 5 verses.
Hosea ori kejila ese kini si karun.
Ephraim feedeth on wind and fled after the his wind. He daily increased lies and desolation, and they do make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried into Egypt.
Ephraim unje afefe. O si nto afefe
onje afefe
o si nto afefe ila orun leyin o mu eke ati iparun ko si lojojumo won si ba awon ara asiri da baje mu won si nru ororo li si Egypti.
The Lord had also a controversy with Judah and will punish Jacob according to his ways, according to his doings will he recompense him.
Oluwa ni eje okan ba Judah ro pelu yo si je Jacobu ni ya gege bi ona re gege bi ise re ni yo so pada fun.
He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God.
O di arakunrin re mu ni gigise ninu ati nipa ipa re o ni agbara pelu Olorun.
Yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us.
Into Tony Agbara Lori Angeli, Osi Bori, Osokun, Osi Bebe Lodore, Osi Ri Ni Beteli, nibe li o gbe ba wa soro.
Even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial.
Ani oluwa olorun awon ogun oluwa ni iranti re.
I'm reading them scriptures because as you proceed,
we
reflect on some of them. The last quote I started reading before we closed last week was Hebrews chapter 7, part 2, from paragraph 318. I jump 319, I jump to 320. I stop at 324. So I'll quickly rush through it now.
Yeah.
And then we'll continue from there. From paragraph
318,
Hebrews chapter 7, part 2, paragraph 318 to 324. We'll jump paragraph 319. And you take the word sin and find out what it means. The word sin means unbelief. There is only two factions. That is a believer and an unbeliever. That is a justified person and a sinner. That is all. If you are an unbeliever, you are a sinner. No matter how good you are, how much you go to church, or even if you are a preacher, you are still an unbeliever. Paragraph 320, I jump. Yet, that is the same thing stands today. Men and women can go to church and have the long face and pious as they can be and never lie, never steal, and try to live their religion as best as they can. But unless they are a believer, they are lost. So there is no scratch of legalists in the Bible. Robert said Calvinism is and his pause. Grace is what God did for you, and work is what you do for God. It is absolutely separated. It is not because you will come to church that you are saved or will be saved. Read the scriptures, and you know that there is reason why every verse is put there. Let me say this before we proceed. We are familiar with it. There was a man in the time of the prophet called an infidel. And God have the program of his life to live for 76 years. Out of these 76, he lived for 75 years as an infidel. Remaining only 1 year. He doesn't go to church. He doesn't have respect for nobody, religion. He doesn't think good of preachers. He believed that preachers are deceivers, because he told the prophet to his face that you are barking at a wrong tree. And one day, when this 1 year remained for his life, because his name is in the land book of life and cannot be removed, and God is responsible for all the names that are there, wherever they are, whatever is their condition, whatever they are believing, whatever they are practicing, is immaterial. What matters to God is that everybody's name in that record must come back to God. Jesus said, of all that the Father has given unto me, he said, I should lose nothing. This
this man, 75 years, as an infidel. Then the remaining 1 year, the camera turned. Then the prophet and his friend Brother Wood, they went hunting. And with the way you know Brother Abraham as a hunter, that himself as if he be a guide, will you convince me or convince yourself that he doesn't know where to get skure? He know where to get skure. For this particular time, they hunted for 4 days. No skure. God drove all the skures away. So they came out of the bush and asked themselves questions. Are we going home like this? Then the prophet asked Brother Wood, where else can we hunt? Then Brother Wood said, I know a man there that has a reservation. He said, but there is a problem. He's an infidel. In fact, he doesn't even want to hear the word preacher. When you and you are a preacher here now, you mention preacher, you was in the case. Then the prophet said, you know what we'll do? When we get there, you will go and talk with him while I stay in the car. After you have finished the whole discussion, then I will just come and greet them. We enter the bush. That was sealed. Then the prophet, Brother Wood came out. Went to greet the man. Then he asked him for his name. Then he said he's Banks Wood. Then the man said, are you in any relationship with Jim Wood? He said, yes, I'm his boy. Then sure, Jim Wood is an honest man. So you can hunt. Are you by yourself? He said no. Now, sensibly, Brother Wood should have said, my friend is with me, which is correct. Is it not correct? He could have said, my neighbor is with me. Is it not correct? They are friends, they are neighbors. But also, he's also a pastor to him. Consciously or unconsciously, he said, my pastor is with me. And he is the one that told Brother Abraham before that if the man happened to know that you are a pastor, that the business is rich, he is still the same one now that he's saying now that my pastor is with me. Then the man said,
Would
carry a pastor, have you stood so low that you have to carry a pastor with you everywhere you go? So you want to go and hunt to carry pastor? You want to do this to carry pastor? So your situation has got that worse? Then the pastor said, Brother Brown said, then I have to come out to the vehicle. Then he came out to the vehicle and greeted the man. The man gave it to him straight. He said, I want you to know I'm an infidel. And I believe that you preachers, you are barking at the wrong tree. You are wasting your time. You are deceiving the hearts of the people. You are saying what you don't know. He said there is only one preacher that I'm trying to meet, if I can meet him and ask him some questions. Then, if I ask him the question, then I will know what to decide. Now, one thing is that seed of God, they are not hypocrites. They say what is in their heart. If you don't believe, say, I don't believe. That one does not remove your name yet from the book of life. If you don't believe, say, I don't believe. If you don't understand, say, I don't understand. It doesn't mean that you are not elected. When the time comes, God knows what to
to put in motion to make him realize what he has put in place. Then which person do you want to meet? He said there is one church there. That a preacher there last year came to hold a convention or hold the meetings. Then we also have a sister of the hill here. That cancer. And then the sister of this woman that have cancer went to the meeting of that preacher.
Say,
the situation of the woman with cancer has gotten to the point that we are expecting her to die anytime. Say, we used to go and we can't even lift her up to be. Say, we just put sheet under that, we just draw the sheet.
Then
put it back again. So that we are waiting for her to go anytime. Say, but the sister of this sister went to that meeting. And that man, that preacher, called this sister from the audience and told her that you have a sister at home that cancer. Say, the handkerchief you have in your hand, he didn't touch the handkerchief. He didn't move near to this woman. No. He only called this woman from the audience. He know her name. He know that she has a sister at home. He know that the sister at home is sick. He know the type of sickness that the sister is having. And he said, and he know that she also have an handkerchief also. Because it's not automatic for you to have an handkerchief with you. As I'm standing here, I don't have an handkerchief. Except this one they put here. But say, the handkerchief you have in your hand, when you get to the house, you go and lay it under your sister that she will recover. He said, then we don't know all that. We were in our house during the evening. He had a noise around the house of that sister. So our conclusion was that woman has finally passed on. That we want to wait until daybreak so that we'll call the undertaker to come and carry her for embalmment. Say, but do you know what? When we got there, we saw this woman that was sick with cancer, ready to go, eating with her husband. Then the prophet said, you don't mean it. He said, I can take you there now. Then brother Wood was already nervous. Wanted to say, this is the man. Then brother Abraham tapped him. Cool down. You are not the one that the angel taught how to fish. You remember that part of the message? It was Brother Abraham that was taught how to fish by the angel. Jesus told Peter, you follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Then as he cooled down, Brother Abraham changed the subject. He said, this apple here, can I eat anything from it? He said, yes, help yourself, you can pick it. He said, how long has it been here? He said, I planted it 40 years ago. So the prophet take one, clean it with his overall. That's an American now. The believers, we have to live by faith. I'm not saying that when there is water you should not wash it, but when there is no water and you need to eat, it is not the water that sanctifies it. It is the word of God and prayer that sanctifies it.
Yes.
Don't go too much on what you have learned in school. You go too far with that one, you will suffer a lot. Then he bite out of it. Abraham says, it's wonderful. He said, I want to ask you a question, sir. Say, this is August now. He said, winter is coming now. And you can see the leaves starting to change small, small. He said, Very soon, all the leaves will come down. And the life on top of this tree
will
go and hide in the
roots
until the winter is over. Then when the winter is over, the life will go back and then the leaves will come back again. The man say yes. He says, sir, can you tell me what intelligence tells that sap to go to the root and hide there until the rot of winter is past? And then it will come back again at the spring. Spring is
Iruwe.
Yeah. He said that's nature. Then the prophet said, something has to control a nature. Then the prophet said, okay, can you put a bucket under the tree? And let the sap come there inside this bucket, so that later from there go into the tree.
Say,
look, you may have something, but your theory is getting too difficult for me.
It's
getting too difficult for me.
He
said, you may have something. He said, well, I want you to be thinking about it, because it's a serious matter. By the time we go hunting and we come back, then if you are able to tell me the intelligence that run this out to the root in the winter and bring it back up at the spring, then when I come back, if you give me the answer, I can also tell you the intelligence that told me about that woman.
He
said, which woman? You are not that preacher now. You are not that preacher. A preacher of that caliber is expected to be a man going in limousine, going in Cadillac, flying in private jet. But a man that come out of the bush with his overall dirty, appear like any other man, appear like an illiterate, he can't be that man. He said, will you know his name? Then they mentioned William Brown. Say, that's the name. Are you the man?
Say,
yes. That was the end of his infidelity. They are making to know that there is God, the true God. He wasn't no more interested in plenty theories. What has changed? He only saw a supernatural God. Because the God that can heal somebody eating with cancer, he knows that God can raise the dead. Now he can now believe in the promise of the scripture about resurrection. Then every other thing will now follow suit. All that you need to do as a child of God, if you are a child of God at all, open your heart, surrender yourself, be honest with yourself and God, and say, God, this is they are saying, I don't understand. Open my eyes, if it is the truth, let me understand. But if you make up your mind that I don't see what they are saying, I'm not interested, you are the one that is closing the door of mercy unto yourself. But at the end of the day, everything will wind back to election.
Amen.
You know why I told you that the man was destined for 76 years? The next year, Abraham went back there, and the wife was there, saying that, where are you from? Say, I thought I had permission to own. Say, which permission? Who gave you permission? Which permission? Who gave you permission? Say, I'm sorry. Say, I was here last year, and we are discussing with an old man here about God. Then the woman said, are you Brother Abraham? He said, I am. He said, forgive me. He said, the man has passed on. He said, but before he went, he had his confession that Jesus is Lord. He has surrendered himself unto God, and God has finished the work on him. What are we talking about? Election is strong. Let's proceed. If you quit lying, quit smoking, quit stealing, quit committing adultery, quit all, done everything, kept the commandments, went to church, baptized every Sunday, not only one day, baptized every Sunday, every day you go to the pool, you are baptized. You are fine. Do the communion, wash the feet of the saints, done everything, heal the sick, and done all these other things. Unless you are born of the Spirit of God, elected of God, you are lost. Not in that willing or in that running, it's God that shed mercy. Esau tried his best to become a Christian, and he couldn't do it. In today's times, who say he goes to church? Because you cannot be as good a Christian at home as you want to come to church. Is that the truth? The Bible said he wept bitterly. What else can man do than to weep for his sins? He has made a mistake, quite all right. He has sold his birthright. He swore by it. And he realizes. And he wept. He was sorry he did it. And he wept bitterly. The prophet is saying here, he wept bitterly. Despite the tears, seeking a place to repent, he couldn't find it. I used to say that repentance is a mystery. Yes, sir. Repentance is a mystery. If God touches your heart and you repent, you will know that I repented. And that formed the foundation of your Christianity. If that foundation is not there, any house you build on top of it, that house is coming down. That is the house that is built on sand. It is not built on revelation. Before he was even born, God condemned him because he knew he was a rotten shyster in his heart. God, by foreknowledge, knew it. He said, I love Jacob and I hate Esau. And Esau looked like the gentleman. He stayed old, taking care of his old blind daddy, fed the cattle and everything. Was a good boy. Jacob was mama's boy. Little old 65 storyteller. That is what he was. You have to admit it. The Bible admits it. Brings it. Run around. Doing everything. And mama hanging around with mama. But here Jacob, with all of his ups and downs, and his 65 ways, he still has respect to that birthright. That is the key note. You have to know the keynote. Why do you come to church? You must know that it is not just service day.
It is
another day to meet with God. Because it is an appointment in His word. That where two or three are gathered together in my name, He said, I will be there in their midst. Another scripture said, don't forsake the assembly of yourselves together as the manner of some which the prophet called unbelievers. So if you are not sick and you don't call, who do you reflect? Who do you resemble? With these two scriptures, I want an answer from the audience. You say what? You see how many people are answering now? As big as this congregation is, who did the person resemble? If you answer, it is the truth. You don't answer, it is the truth. That person will resemble an unbeliever. Only one thing in the life of Jacob that was worthwhile was because of the respect he had for the birthright. If you have respect for God, you have respect for His word. First of all, God will respect you for it. Even the rich young ruler, when he came to Jesus, and Jesus asked him questions, he first of all asked Jesus, good master, what can I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus first asked him, why are you calling me good? None is good except God. In other words, did you believe I am God? Okay, if you want to do something, go and keep the commandments. Say which of them? Jesus listed some. Say, if you are talking about the Ten Commandments, I kept all of them from my youth. The Bible said that Jesus Christ looked at him and did what? And loved him. Yes. Because to this extent, you have respect for God. You have respect for His word. The level you know it to, you are following it. So he looked at him and he loved him. Now, Jesus now opened the next chapter to him. Whether he will continue to believe, or whether his belief has reached a full stop. When he said, all this I have done, and there is a vacuum, there is a yearning, there is an emptiness, I see know that I don't have eternal life. He said, okay, you know what we do? Go and sell all that you have and give to the poor. And then you go and carry your cross and follow me. The Bible says, he was sad at that saying. And he went away grieved. Because he had great possessions. The prophet said, the reason Jesus gave him this answer, he said it was because he hoarded his money. That was where his heart was. That was his treasure. And he put his mind on it. I will serve God as long as He's blessing me. If He stops to bless me, I will no more serve Him. All the blessing God has given to me, that same God is saying, okay, go and give all of them to the poor. And come empty handed. And now be following me. The man look. He is a man that doesn't have house. Me I have. They ask him where he's living. He said, the son of man have nowhere to lay his head. So he wants me to become like that. This man has no single donkey or anything he ride upon. No sheep, no boat, nothing. He wants to cross river, he has to borrow. If you want to preach beside the river, he go borrow. A dam, he no get as you see himself. So he only wants to render me poor like himself. I've been following him. He was sad. And that
said,
and he went away grieved, which means he could not continue with obedience to the word. The first aspect that Jesus told him of, he said, from my youth up, I paid them. Okay, if you have paid this one to this extent, the next thing for you to do is now this. That was saddening him. Where your revelation reach, that's where you get to. There won't be any more progress. It's hard, right? We are hitting the nail on the head. May the Lord be our help.
All
right. The last paragraph I will read here before I go to another place. Esau was twice the gentleman of Jacob. If we are to judge him today to be a member of our church, you will take Esau 1,000 to 1. If you didn't know him, but God took Jacob. Now, if I get small time, I will just pause and say a few things. That statement that Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Physically speaking, where is the manifestation of hatred towards
Esau?
Think on the scriptures. Physically speaking, where is the manifestation of the hatred? When Jacob was having physical blessings, Esau was having. Until when they met each other, all the things he said to him, he didn't take a dime. He said, I have enough. The reason why Israel told God, we cannot see the love we are talking about. Say you love Jacob, you love Israel. We can see it. There is no proof. There is no manifestation. But God is saying, I love Jacob. And it means what he said. But come look at this Jacob. He lived in unrest for many years. Ran away from home. He didn't have access to parents or his brother for good 20 years. He was away. Well, it was time to go back home now, which we are coming to, now another set of trouble. All he has acquired for 20 years, he released everything just to find favor. In his presence, paragraph
69.
And Jacob was changed from Jacob, supplanter to Israel. A prince having power with God. That is what happened to Jacob. The supplanter, the deceiver, the unrighteous, the unholy, the deceiver. The deceiver deceived his brother, stole his the birthright as it was from his brother, took a little dirty way of doing it. Such a deceiver. He deceived his father-in-law, put popular sticks and made speckled calves. When the cow being pregnated come there, look at it. Will see that speckled stick and make speckled cattle. Give them bad marks. deceiver, deceiving his own father-in-law, deceive his mother, deceive his daddy, deceive his brother. But when once he was a shyster, he was running everywhere he went, always on the run from God. He was on the run from his brother. But when he came into the presence of God, he recognized he was a sinner. That is one thing that you must do as a person. Now, the word of God will tell me who I am. It will tell you who you are. You may decide to be honest with it. You may decide not to be honest with it. It doesn't bother anybody. It doesn't bother God
self.
But the word of God, if it is preached plain, it will tell me where I am, tell you where you are. And if it tells me that I need God, and I say, no, I don't need God. That's all. God doesn't struggle with man. But Jacob, he came to this spot to know that smartness will not work. Trickish will not work. He knew that there has to come a time that he has to face the matter.
Oh, mope, he became what on good or do you corona by.
What did he do? He seen his opportunity. He had made something that he didn't even think about before. And he stayed there until all sins was gone. Oh my, God got him in his own presence. Desperations. The message, desperation. I want to read some few quotes there too. Yeah. Now, as he go back to in his presence, I read something. All right. Paragraph
82-86.
Now Jacob talked. Because that he had a birthright, that everything was made. So sometimes, like the people will say, I know that I'm a believer. Now, which type of believer? He probably preached three kinds of believers. So, which type of believer? Is he just a believer? Or a make believer? Or an unbeliever? In all these three names, believer is part of the name. Some people say, I know I believe the message of my day.
Well,
there is teaching that once you believe the message, you have the Holy Ghost. It's a wrong teaching. About three people are responding. It's a wrong teaching. It's not in the world. It is Baptist doctrine. So did the Pentecostal people. And they begin to organize the oneness, the threeness, the Trinitarians, and all kinds of organizations, and fusing and pulling at one another. He proved that the token wasn't showing. Malice, envy, strife. See? But that is where it got to. Now see, Jacob thought the same thing. But in fear one night of his own life, desperation took a hold of him. When he thought that, just across that river yonder, my brother is waiting to kill me. He's going to. See, the battery that he has got was the thing that was going to cause his death. When he heard that, your brother Esau is coming to meet you with 400. How many did you say? With 400 people. How many is he? Now just him, four women, making five. Then as at that time, about 10 sons or 11. Benjamin has not yet been born. Count all of them together. They don't enter 20. But say your brother is coming to meet you with 400. And this, our memory is very terrible. It's one of the senses of the spirit. Yes. You'll be sick one day. You will remember everything that you have done wrong. Even the one you have made right, they will come to your memory. And Satan will tell you, you have not made them right. Oh, DJ, where? That is his role. Just get to some difficult, it may not be sickness. Have some problems.
God
can answer your prayer. Can answer your prayer. You didn't pay your tithe. You didn't pay.
Oh, son.
Offering. How much do you pay as offering?
50
naira. Is that what God bless you with? This is not God talking to Satan. After God is the next preacher.
Is
the anointed cherub that covered
it.
He has very strong and powerful anointing. That is what used to make sickness to be terrible. You watch the time you are sick. What the dreams you'll be having if you're a dreamer. There's also bad dreams you'll be having. They are inspired by the sickness. The devil will let you know that you are a failure. You have not started at all. You are not even a child of God. He's very good at the work. There is no human being on earth that the devil is afraid of. But Abraham said he has a right to a punch. He said, "He will punch you." Yes, sir. He will punch you. He punched Job. The person that God himself boasted about, that there is no man on him on the earth. He said he is too evil. He said he is righteous. He does what is right. But when Satan arrives, he said, "Give me permission. I will do the thing." He will use his mouth like this to cause
you to go.
And he went.
What's the law?
What? But one day, everything finished. He was waiting for the response. Jacob rose up.
tore his dress, put ashes on his head, bow his head down, and he worshiped. He said, the Lord give it. The Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then Satan went back to God. God said, Inosia. He said, there is something I discovered.
There
is anything outside the body of a person. Somebody can see
the
skin itself. That one can touch, you make it to talk through. Is that your new revelation? He said, yes. Okay, go now. But don't touch his life. Then he went, beckoned to all the demons. Then they arrived again, and they smote Job. If not today, only God knows what they will call that secret. Because the Bible said that from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, everywhere was boiled. It disfigured him until his friends find it hard to identify him. They were there within 2 weeks. They did not, either 1 week or two. They could not say one thing. Past and hunger vanished from them. And when they are going to talk again, Satan feed their mouths. Then they started talking. Then Satan looked at the thing and said, no strong enough. He anointed the wife. Then, oh yeah, you contribute to this matter. The very thing that actually Satan wanted to achieve, he put it in the mouth of the wife to say it. He said, with this situation, the advice I can give you as your wife is to curse God and die. Because the way you are so, it's better to be dead than to be alive. Job said,
Job,
you speak like one of the foolish women. Shall we receive good at the hand of God and not receive the other one? The Bible says, in all this, Job did not charge God foolishly, nor sin with his heart, which means that in his thoughts, his thought was still right. He was not sinful in his thought. That's the scripture.
Amen.
May the Lord be our help.
Jacob,
he got to this point. Death was looking at him in the face. Alright. And sometimes, that very thing that you receive as the Holy Spirit, it is, and are born again of the Spirit, if you don't watch, that same thing will condemn you at the end. That's right. The very water that saved Noah condemned the world. The thing that you will call fanatism might be the very thing that condemns you at the end of the road. Now Jacob knew that his life was close to the end. He had a messenger come to him from that his brother with 400 men, 400 armed men was coming to meet him. 400 soldiers is coming with them to come meet him. Note, he was on his road. Fear took a hold of him. He sent man on ahead with ox, cattle, and sheep to make a peace offering with Esau. Then after that, he started another group with another load of stuff. Then he started another group with another load of stuff. Try to meet him first to try to turn his rod. Then he got to thinking.
That won't stop him. Because he's probably richer than I am. And he doesn't need it. Then he took his wives and his little children and sent them across, that Esau will see them little children and his wives, and surely on his little nieces and nephews he will not slay them. Then still he couldn't do it. The mind was still not at rest. The prophet said, God knows how to get a man. Oh, wonderful. If your name is on his record, he knows how to get you. Don't worry. No matter whatever you believe now, no matter what you have in your mind, no matter whatever you are pursuing, no matter where you are going, no matter what you are trying to achieve, don't worry. All that matters is that if you are on God's record, Shebi know you, Shebi know everyone, he know what to do. Do you know that if God want all the entire world to confess that Jesus is Lord, do you know that he know what to do? That in 2 minutes everybody will be screaming, oh Jesus is Lord, oh Jesus is Lord, oh Jesus is Lord. Ah, you say, what are you saying? Let me give you one example in the scriptures. Elijah one time, he told Israel, how long halt ye between two opinions? If Jehovah be God, let us all serve him. But if it is bad, then let all of us serve him. Don't let some people be believers and some unbelievers. All of us are brought there, we are, our forefathers were brought out from Egypt. He gave us this land, he cared for us, he gave us his word, and we are serving him. Where his son serving back, the other one serving. Let us come to a conclusion. They were looking at him. So let us have a proof here. Let's bring out 2 lambs or whatever is the animal. Oh yeah. You Baal worshippers, you take one. I will take one. You set your altar. I will set my altar. And let it be that this thing we want to do, the God among the two of us, I am the only one that is standing for Jehovah God. You people are plenty. 400. You are standing for Baal. Let it be that the God that will answer by fire, let it be God. Let nobody use matches. Let nobody use kerosene. Nobody should use diesel. Nobody should use any fire igniting thing at all. Let us depend on the supernatural. They say you have well spoken. There is every likelihood that they have been doing enchantment before and used to spark fire. That's why they say you are well spoken. If it has never happened before, they wouldn't have accepted the proposition. They said the 2 altars. He said, do your own first. They started. For several hours, morning to towards evening, they shouted. They do incantations. They scored themselves. They do so many things, expecting battle to answer. And let there be fire. Oh, he didn't do anything. While they were in the process of it, Elijah will come near. You need to shout more. Because there's any possibility that your God is sleeping, he's tired. He has been walking all this while and he's tired. They don't know that it's serious mockery. How will you be serving a God that is that sleeps? When you have problem, you'll be sleeping. When you are in need, you will be sleeping. The God that me I serve, he neither sleep nor slumber.
Amen.
They will shout.
No paruo.
He said, it's likely he's pursuing some people. The God that me I serve, his eye is everywhere. His power is everywhere. As we are calling on him here, and he's answering us here, so they are doing Lagos, so they are doing Ghana, so they are doing US, so they are doing Canada, so they are doing every nation of the world. And one does not disturb the other one. There is no mortar that can answer three people at the same time. If we ask them to wait, and then let me finish with this one. But our God is not like that. Billions of people, they are calling on him the same second, and he's answering all of them without any distraction, and his program are going smooth. He says, shout whether he's running for running after some enemy. They scream them all until they lost their voices. They call themselves, blood run out of their body, and when they are losing blood, you'll be getting weak, and they are also shouting, and they are getting weak. Then when it was gotten toward evening, he said, you have tried enough. This see it is true. You have tried your own. Make us all try my own. This is a servant of the Almighty God that Jehovah has had conference with. That he know what is the end of this matter. Yes, sir. Then he told them, call you people are hypocrites. You might be thinking that put fire where you are doing your own. Go and fetch water and pour it on you. When they fall, they told you, go and fetch the second time. Hypocrites. They pour it. You go and fetch it the third time. These are people that are already tired. Having screamed and screamed and called, they said, lose blood and rest. Check and fetch. He put them to task. They fetched water three times until there was no strength in them again. Are you now convinced that this one, that there's no fire there? We are now convinced. Inside their heart, no doubt they will say, this is going to be draw. Yes. Though our own did not bring fire, this one, with this water, we are convinced there will not be fire. Because the Bible says that the trenches around you are filled with water. He didn't move near it. He didn't touch it. He didn't go secretly to go and be whispering something somewhere. Right in their eyes and in their presence. He just said, Lord God of Israel, say, let it be known that I have done this according to your word. That these people's heart may be turned back to you. No more than that. Boom!
Enough for you.
Firepower. All these bad worshippers that said there is nothing like God, it's bad. What did they do? They begin to bow. The Lord is God. The Lord is God. Jehovah is God. The Lord is God. God knows what to do. To make every mouth to confess.
Amen.
If God is patient, he's just patient. If he's looking, he's just looking. But as for to make man to accept, forget. He knows. He knows what to do. God has a program. You argue with it. Okay. Go and have your own program then. The Lord bless you. You love the Lord. God knows how to get a man. Jacob crossed the brook.
There
he got down on his knees. You know, he had kind of been kind of a little shyster before that. Excuse the expression. What kind of a, it was Jacob? Jacob means a deceiver. And that is what he was. But there is something had to happen to him. There is desperation. There when death laid before him. And every mortal, when you are facing death, there will be desperation.
No wonder the prophet said that if we take God to put your back on the sick bed, to make you to know that the Lord is God, to be able to yield yourself, he said he will do it. So you don't worry. Because you are in good health, you can think the way you want to think. You can act the way you want to act. You can do whatever you want to do. One thing sure is that I just pray that your name is on that book, the Lamb Book of Life, where it will not be erased. If it is in that place, then the rest is very small. We are preaching because we have to preach. Because that is his order. But when it comes time for God to act, all this he will hammer, we shout about, don't worry. Don't worry. Is it not somebody that have leg that is wearing eye issue? The one that no get leg, I won't wear eye issue. Suppose you enter Okada, you fall down one leg, because you see the only leg that remains, you wear eye issue. See, there are 1,001 things that God can use to achieve his purpose. The God we talk about, his power is supreme, his wisdom is supreme, and there is nothing that can be compared unto him. The one that is bleaching the body, that is bleaching the body, don't worry yourself. God can help you also do some bleaching too. Only by bleaching, yeah. All that he needs to do is to lay some hot thing or whatever pour on one side to make it to bleach that side for you. Then you see how your bleaching goes. See, we can go every area for you to know that our God, he has no problem with anybody. In mind his program, when he's after you, he will get you. Yoruba has an adage that 20 years that a railway is running, he will still be greeting the ground. Well done, Ekuwaju Nyomakile. He will still be meeting the ground in front. As he's running, he's meeting ground. As he's running, he's meeting ground. You won't run for God. God, that one split second is in U.S. with the latest technology, you can't get to U.S. in 1 second. The fastest play or anything, we still spent a couple of hours to get to U.S. That is, if nothing develops fault. If small fault happen inside the Atlantic Ocean, that's where it will land. When they made the Titanic, ship, and they said, somebody said, if me I was alive then and I hear that statement, I won't enter it. He said, nothing can sink this ship. Said, not even God. When you add that statement, you have crossed the boundary. Hey! Yeah, we never enter it. 2,200 people loaded themselves inside. About 750 crew. 1,500 that are passengers of kings, potentates, very rich people, they enter inside of the Titanic ship, the latest ship, the biggest ship that has just been manufactured. And then somebody carelessly said that nothing can see this one. Nothing can see, not even God. They passed the service and the thing was going. And it was going.
Though there were some innocent people there too. That's why some people were rescued out of it. Yes, some people were rescued out of it. When the thing hit the rock and it couldn't move, then they had to bring out the little canoes and start carrying children, women to the creek. When God knew that all the innocent ones are out, then the thing went down. All we are talking now is here at the bottom of the ocean. Nobody can bring it out. Some few years back, some people went, they paid thousands of dollars to go and look at it. They never came out. Because the turbine, whatever that they entered, it imploded. Yes, sir. And that was the perish inside. Just to go, what am I going to look at the Titanic? Something that sang before somebody blasphemed God. What am I going to look at? Everything you want to do, you have to trade the history from the scriptures. Otherwise, you waste your life. Find that from the scriptures. Like Jericho, where it was caused. Joshua said, the one that will build it, we start the fashion on his firstborn and finish it on his last born. And it happened like that. Hey, before you do anything, you have to look at the scripture and see the program and see what God has put there, so that you don't go and use your head to pack course. Not everything say, let us do. You also want to say, be careful. Be careful. Amen.
Amen.
We definitely cannot finish this psalm. I thought we will. But the way we are, so we cannot finish it. But nevertheless, if the Lord spare our life to another Sunday, we'll proceed. But a few more minutes, list. There may be men and women sitting here tonight or this morning that death lays right before you. And the only way that you will ever be able to achieve the thing that you are wanting is desperately come. I must have it tonight. I get it now or I am finished. Tomorrow is too late. I must have it now. When you pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the token, don't say, well, now I go up and try. Lord, I'm a little tired. Oh, mercy. The prophet says, stay in your seat. Don't even make an attempt. If you come, say, I'll pass through the prayer line. Let them put the oil on my head. I will see if it does me any good. You might as well sit where you are until you get to that place. Until the old church gets to a place that is between death and life. You got to have it now or perish. Then God will move on the scene. It takes desperation to bring God on the scene. Jacob cried like never before. It's not that he has not been crying before. This time around, he said he cried like never before. This one, this crying, this time around, is giving back to by the desperation that struck him. In this same message of desperation, the prophet said in paragraph 100, he said you cannot be desperate until God touch you. While you are waiting for God, for God's touch, you will be asking on a daily basis, God, are you going to leave me with my problem? Are you going to leave me with in this situation? You call me from the nomination. I saw what the nakedness of what they are standing for. It's contrary to your word. Now I come to you to feed at your table. The thing I know to do, I've done it. I don't know what is stopping my spiritual progress. I don't know what is stopping your confirmation to me as your elect. I don't know. I'm limited in my knowledge. Maybe I still have unconfessing. but I'm not aware of them. You can talk to me. I am your creation. You can talk to me. According to your word, you say you put my name on the Lamb's Book of Life. I want the manifestation, the desperation that lead to back. Let it come upon me. Don't leave me this mockery stage. Yes. You talk to God the way you talk to your fellow human being. Prayer is not what to do when you have a convenient place. You can pray when you are sitting down. You can pray when you are lying down. You can pray when you are in the toilet. You can pray when you are in the vehicle. You can pray when you are standing up. Anywhere you are, you can pray. Prayer is talking to God. Yes. The one that brought you to the surface of this earth is the one that discussing with. If your lips are shaking and people are looking at you, then maybe you are mad. It doesn't matter. You know within your heart, you are talking to your maker. The Bible said, when Anna was in the temple and she was praying, she did not shout. She did not speak out. The Bible said, only her lips was moving. Even the priest, Eli, believed that she overdrank. Not only thought, even told her, say, woman, let the wine be clear from your eyes. Put away your drunkenness. You drank too much. You come to the feast. Now you only they bring all the wine for. You don't drink until you are tired, until you cannot control yourself. Church closed. You cannot know that church has closed. You don't know that church is closed. You are sitting there. You mad like something. Then she spoke out. Say, I'm not drunk. He said, but out of the grief of my heart, I'm pouring out my heart to God. I have need. It has not been met. People came here happy, but I'm sorrowful. So I don't want to go back home sorrowful. You have to do something. God has to do something. Then the priest has to change the topic. He said, the Lord be with you. The Bible, okay. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace. And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou ask of him. At the sealing of that prayer by the priest, there must have been a settlement in her heart. Because the Bible said she was no more sad. The sorrow left. The body lifted. There was a witness in her heart that God has answered that prayer. Then she went. Before the turn of another year, she has conceived. She has given birth. When she gave birth, another year came. She told the husband, I will not follow you this time around. Because last year when we went for the convention, the prayer I made to God was that the child he will give to me, if he answer my prayer, when I win the child, I bring the child back to God. He has given me the child. The child is not yet win. My next visit is going to be with the child. I will leave the child there to serve Lord all the days of his life. Then the husband said, that is fine. God answer prayer. Amen. If he doesn't answer prayer, or he answer prayer selectively, it means he's a partial God. No, he's not partial. Him that said that let love be without dissimulation. Let love be without dissimulation.
You love this one?
Mo fẹ́ràn eléyìí.
You don't love this one.
Oh, well.
You may ask me what about Jacob? That one is God.
Though.
God is speaking from election. On this earth, no mortal has access to that information. It's only God. God is speaking from the realm of election. But this one, it was Brother Paul talking to the saints that let love be without dissimulation. Yes, sir. So Almighty God Himself, He showed us through Jesus Christ. He that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out.
We
must close now. Jacob cried like never before. Yes, this one was extra cry, a cry of desperation, a cry of I can't continue from here, a cry of this is the end of life. He cried. Whatever somebody is looking to God for, God answer prayers. If man can enter under that anointing, oh man, I wish I would have had time to. There are so many prayers I don't even struggle. Just if I pray in the morning like this sometimes, before the end of the day, I've seen the answers. Oh yes. Of course, there may be some prayers that will be outstanding. But very constantly, I know that God answers prayers because I experience it on a constant basis. Yes. And that goes for every child of God. How God does it, I cannot explain. How He does it, I don't know how. But I only know that He answers prayers.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Desperately he called until he got a hold of God. And when he did, he rested. Not for 15 minutes. He rested to keep him in his soul all night long. To keep God in his soul all night long. His heart was not wavering here and there. He was centered just on that his request. That today and today, you would not do harm today. Now you will not go come on from here. And see, he didn't have the blessing. And he was able to hold on until the blessing came. He wrestled desperately until the blessing came. And then, he see, until God come on the scene. And then in despair, say, I'll not let you go. When he begin to feel the blessing coming down to him, sometimes it is when they begin to feel it, that's when they will go. But he begin to feel it, he was feeling the presence of the angel. That is great. Then he grabbed the thing. He said, today now, today, until there is a change of ways. A lot of people say, glory to God, I got it now. There you are deceived. Yeah, somebody say, oh, I don't feel so good, Brother Abraham. I went down and I prayed. Oh, and shivers run over me. And that might have been God. I saw a great light before me. That still might have been God. But that iron word I'm talking about. Okay, let me go clear the paragraph 88. And Jacob, in desperation, he said, I know I feel you. You are here with me, but I'm not going to let you go. Somebody sees it fine.
The first little sensation, they get up and jump up and down, run up the ice, say, I got it. Oh, no. No. Jacob stayed there until something happened that made him walk different. That made him a different person. Because that he stayed until that happened. The Bible said he held until he prevailed. How can a man prevail over God? But you can do it. You can do it. A man can prevail over God. Finally, paragraph 90. That's the final one I'm reading now. Jacob stayed there until the blessing came and changed his name from a deceiver to a prince with God. Even the nation was called by his name. Yes, sir. What was it? The result was because he got desperate about the thing. And the next day he met Esau. He didn't need any guards. This man was coming with 400 armed men. Then his brother met him. He walked right out and met him. Why? He had got in desperation till he got the assurance. And you get desperate until you get that the assurance. If you don't even come to be prayed for. Don't even come up to the altar. Wait until it is between life and death to you, then something will happen, certainly. Desperation. Remember, we are speaking on Jacob and the angel. We are not through with the subject. We'll proceed next time. Shall we rise? Hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend. Iko se ke simile oruko Jesu. Oh Christ the Son. Lori Christian pata. Iro. Emo duro le. Gbogbo ile toku. Ile ti ri ni won. Lori Christi apata liro nipo duro le yes o lord gbogbo ile miran ile ti rin ni won when darkness igba ti you have opo babo ju re osile oni ori ofe re ti ki yi pada. Let's sing deep as we sing that song. Ni gbogbo iji to le titi mi Ruby, oh, I didn't know it. Oh, sweet, hallelujah. Oh, Christ, that is the only way we can stand. You cannot stand on our 10th service. You can stand on our mini message.
You must stand on God's word. You must have revelation in your heart. I am a child of God. Jehovah called me. And I have come. And I am obedient to every word of His. If He corrects me, I will take. If He instructs me, I will take. If He rebukes me, I will not be offended.
That God has spoken to somebody. I want to believe that there are some soberness in some people's hearts. I want to believe that the angel has visited somebody. That somebody has felt His presence. And you want to ask for strength to rest through it.
If you
we are coming still down in that sermon. When the prophet said, you don't know when you are near hope. At this junction here, Jacob was near hope.
It is God that says you return home.
Olorun lo ni ko pada sile.
Now he's near home.
Wa yo ti sumale.
And he's facing death.
O si doju ko iku.
We don't know.
Awa na o mo.
How far we are in the journey?
Bo la ti je rin to ni ni rin ajo na.
We don't know.
A o mo.
When you are near home.
Boya ati ti sumale.
When you are facing Jordan.
So doju ko Jordan ni.
The prophet said,
"Woli wi pe
Jordan is it bad?" If you have something to cross with. Because when Elisha departed from Elijah and was returning back, if he was not with that mantle in his hand, that's where he perish. But thank God he had a mantle in his hand. And he screamed, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And then Jordan parted.
Jordan is free.
Suppose he wasn't having it.
That
would be the end of his life. There is Jacob here. He's near home. God told him to return home. And he's near home. But death was coming to us. Only God knows our future as individuals. What are you telling God? What is the meditation of your heart? What are the things that is passing through your heart? Are you saying, "Why is he screaming like a maniac?" Or are you saying he doesn't know what he's talking about? Like that man said, did angel come around you? Do you feel his presence? Is there something around you that tell you that God need you? God, we answer your prayers. God, we deliver you. God, we set you free. God, we bless you. God, we confirm your election.
There
is something like that around you. If the ministers will just shift here and then hold my hand, sir. Yes. Let us bow our heads for prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, it is written in your word that if two of us shall agree as touching anything that we shall ask of our Heavenly Father, you say shall be granted unto us. I join hands with my fellow ministers here. We are three in number. We are believers. In fulfillment of this portion of your word, some of your children are here at the altar. Maybe others lift up their hands and surrender unto God. Lord, I don't know what is going on in any heart. But personally, as the unworthy vessel you have used to bring the message, I know you have passed something across to us. I know you have spoken to some people. I know you are working with some people. I know some people are passing through some things in their hearts. I present each one unto you. These are the trophies of the message. I pray that the same angel that Jacob wrestled with, you give strength to your children to have the same wrestling power and to prevail. Let it be their Father. Concerning any request they are asking at this time, may the God of heaven, who shared all hearts, may you answer our prayers. Show your mercy unto your people. Perhaps some might be listening to us on tape and they will have some needs also, whether for themselves or for loved ones. May the mercy of God reach you to all those places, Father. May you work out wonders, Lord. Amen. May you perform miracles, Amen. Lord. May you do great things, Father. Amen. May you deliver your people, Lord. Amen. May there be salvation.
Amen.
May there be Holy Ghost baptism.
Amen.
May there be deliverances.
Amen.
May there be healings, oh
Amen.
God. May there be confirmation of election,
Amen.
Father. Do something in the life of your children.
Amen, Jesus.
Let it be eternal, Father.
Amen.
For the praise and the glory of your name.
Amen.
We don't come to church to play.
Yes.
We don't come to church to see ourselves.
Yes,
or to show the clothes we are wearing.
Yes,
we come here to serve you.
Amen.
Lord, in sincerity of our heart, we present the audience unto you that you extend your mercy unto everyone.
Amen.
Grant it, King of glory.
Yes.
Blessed be your wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
We are grateful unto you.
Sure.
As we leave everyone in your hands, that you take it on from here on, that Father.
Let there be testimonies.
Amen.
In return to this, our request.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
By 2 o'clock, bring us back for more of your blessings.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you, sirs. The Lord bless you.
He's
coming glad in our hearts. Which is means immediately.
That
this announcement says, the test for blood pressure test and blood sugar is for 25 years and above.
Ayewo fun ayewo ito sugar ati ifunpa o wa fun awon to wa ni odun marun dini ogbon soke.
It's not by force too, it's those who are interested.
Fun awon to wa ni yodun ina ki se afipa se awon to ba wu ni.
It's those who are interested and they feel they want to do it.
Lati se
won fe yewo. Then for Sunday school and children class,
fun awon omo ilewe Sunday school
and children class.
Ati,
okay, sorry, it's the same thing. Sunday school children class.
Awon omo ilewe Sunday school.
Malaria parasite test.
Awon o se ayewo ti malaria ati iba.
Also, they say there are snacks for everyone after the service.
Won ni akara wa fun olukuluku eniyan.
From the celebrants.
Lati odo awon tin se your job.
The Lord bless you richly.
Olu akokoko fo olukuluku wa.
May it come glad in our hearts.
Keep people re ko mu kokan wa yo sese.
God is wonderful in city.
Olorun wa iyanu ni se be ko ni.
It's wonderful to serve God.
O je o iyanu lati sin Olorun.
It's wonderful to be in his presence.
O je o iyanu lati wa niwaju re.
There is no message like this on the earth.
O si oro Olorun kan bi eleyi lori ile aye.
God is great.
Olorun wa iyanu ni.
They already suggested the hymn that we will sing. So let us open them to 9:15 then.
Yeka shi si orin 9:15.
Story of his wonderful.